Hello and welcome to the Ascension Show. I'm Kathleen O'Toole. We have an amazing show on tap for you today. We're going to meet our team and get started. First off, we have integrative adult and child psychiatrist, nutritionist, as well as a wellness retreat guru. It's our Dr. Andrea Best. Hi, Dr. Best.
Hi, good morning, ladies.
Next up, we have Ascension Media co-founder. She's a practicing spiritual intuitive, a law enforcement profiler, Jennifer Schaefer. Hi, Jen.
Hi, good morning.
And we have integrative adult and child psychiatrist, paradigm progression pioneer, Ascension Media founder, as well as a prolific podcaster. This is our Dr. Denise McDermott. Hi, Dr. Denise.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
So we've got, the show is going to fly by today, you guys, because we have so much that you're going to be able to take away. You're going to see how today's universal truth is going to be able to help you with parenting, relationships, even maybe your next trip to the grocery store, if you still go. Plus, we have an amazing guest whose work is truly transformational with teenagers. Be prepared to be inspired. And we're talking grounding spirits, and I'm sure our Dr. Denise will slip in some sacred sex. She sometimes does that. We're looking forward to it. First up, we have Dr. Best. She is going to introduce our universal truth today. So take it away, Andrea.
Okay. So today we are elevating. So we're going to elevate, we're going to raise, we're going to lift. So Dr. Denise style, I'm going to give a definition. Okay. So elevate, to raise to a higher position, to promote to a higher rank, to raise to a higher moral, intellectual, or cultural level. And this is what we talk about all the time. So whether we are around the kitchen counter and talking about our children, or we're talking about our respective fields, we are always focused on elevating the narrative, elevating the question, elevating our consciousness, the energy in the space. And we are all about lifting the spirits of those around us as well as our own. Another definition of elevate. We have an amazing guest who embodies this. In parenting and corporate America, working with teens, adults. So I'm going to speak less so that we have time for her to speak more. So I know I just gave my sort of sense of the universal truth. I'd love to hear what you ladies would like to say before we get really into a deeper dive with Sarah Mayo Rex a little bit later.
Well, I actually have something. Mine's a little bit different as far as how I elevate. I actually have to get grounded. So the only way that I can elevate is by getting grounded. And the way that I do that, like for instance, last night, I forced my children after dinner to play Liar's Dice.
What's that?
It's just a dice game. It's a no-brainer, but it's fun, you know? And they're like, Mom, okay, we're only going to play one game. So much fun. But you have to be present in order to play. You can't be on your phone. You can't be doing, you know? And there's just little things like that, I believe, to help. That helps elevate me.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. What about you, Kathleen?
So I think that somehow every couple of years, my mind circles on a part of my life that I want to elevate. Like in my 30s, I went through this whole thing of, oh wait, but they're doing this in their career and mine's not like that. And then I had to say to myself, stop it, elevate it. Just do your best and not worry about what everyone else is doing. So that was my own like, and I worked on that for a couple of years. And then, you know, with children, there's a whole elevation thing, and with relationships. So I go through this where it, like my mind naturally kind of circles on something and then I work on it. And I guess, cause I'm a slow learner, I work on one topic for a while. And then I'm like, I think I got that. I've elevated. And then my mind moves on to the next one. So it's interesting what the mind does. Dr. Yeah. Denise.
So first of all, I want to thank Dr. Andrea for her very thorough definition. So I just want to say, We're all very aware. So part of elevating is being aware, like Jen said, being in the grounded moment. Kathleen took some years. Andrea's aware. We have to have awareness in order to elevate. We have to have awareness of our thoughts, words, and actions. And then for me, it always is back to awareness, self-love, and altruism. And we kind of joked about, we're going to do a whole show on this, but not only as being a great friend, loving yourself, business, personal, a lot of people don't know how to have so much self-love that they resonate that with intimate relationships and sacred sexuality, that we're going to talk a little bit and tease about that today. But to me, you can't have that sacredness with another person if you're not sacred with yourself and speaking your own truth and elevating your being your own best friend. So elevation is it comes in all different ways and thoughts and senses.
Yeah. We said that we were going to also this month of February, you know, elevate the discussion on Black history. You know, in our space, we talk about, you know, true history, you know, and Black excellence and Black history every month, not just February, but definitely wanted to bring someone into the space today. And I had a funny thing that downloaded in my dreams. I don't know, you know, we're going to talk seriously about elevating, but when you mentioned parenting, you remember, of course, you know, Rosa Parks, right? Rosa Parks, you know, she took a hard stand. And I had, and this is, you know, and Rosa Parks, she was beautiful. Okay, she was a beautiful woman, but she was tired. When you see the images of her on the bus, you know, you see her tired, you know, shoulders are slumped. You see big baggy clothing, and sometimes you see the hat or something on her head. And my daughter, one morning, we were leaving. I was leaving to take her to school, and she looked at me and she said, "You know who you remind me of?" And so I'm thinking she's gonna say somebody hot, because like this was maybe 7-8 years ago. I was maybe a size, I don't know, whatever. I was, you know, I'm hot now, but I was, you know, whatever. So I thought she was gonna say somebody hot. She said, "You know who you remind me of?" We were at the front door, Rosa Parks. And I was like, "Okay, you mean in terms of my activism?" She was like, "No, because of that hat and that coat and all of that." I had bags in the right arm, bags in the left arm, and I was loaded down. So I was a vision of, you know, the heaviness that was on Rosa Parks. And in my mind, I was singing like Erykah Badu's Bag Lady. I don't know if you know that song, but I was loaded down emotionally and also physically with all of these things that I was carrying. And it made me think, okay, I need to elevate, you know, what feeling state am I in? You know, what are my responses? All of these things at that point in time when I was dealing with something, I thought, okay, I need to be more aware. It helped me to see how I was being, how I was feeling, how I was thinking, how I was walking out the front door.
Yeah.
So within 5 minutes, I was back in my room. I took off that big old coat and I had on my fierce little jacket, bomber. And I took the things out of my hair. I had my hair back in a bun. And I was like, I'm gonna embody Rosa Parks internally, but I don't need to look like an older woman and walk around carrying all this stuff. And it was like a turning point. So anyway, that came to me in a dream along with my dad's laughter this morning about 4 something a.m. So just wanted to share before we move on.
I love that. That's really fast. Your dad's laughter. I've never had a spirit in my life come to me and laugh about, like, I'm like, I can't tell her you're laughing, you just died, you know?
Do I have your permission to interpret that dream?
Absolutely.
Your beige days are over, lady. Ha, 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 ha. Play, play, play.
Right.
That's what that was. Right. And your dad's saying, let's elevate it with play. So let's do this show.
Yes.
So, you know, kids say the darndest things, right? That's, you know, I can't even recall some of the things my kids have said to me. And I wanted to just, before we got to our guest, really quickly talk about elevating our parenting, because all four of us are parents. Our guest who's upcoming is a parent. And some days it's really hard to get out of the trenches of parenting. So I'm going to turn to you all real quickly and like, give us a pep talk about getting out of the trenches. Let's go to Dr. Denise first.
Well, I have to be honest with you, and I don't know how the rest of the world is, but I just let my son, when he's not doing school, I let him be his absolute authentic self. He's a total comedian. He makes rap songs. He pushes the envelope. So one of my secret successes to parenting with my son is teaching him the boundaries of when he's supposed to act one way and then letting him play hard and be his authentic self. So that part of his spirit doesn't get crushed. Because he doesn't love school. He's so talented. It's so much more. So one of my secret successes is just letting him be himself. And there's a lot of laughter, a lot of inappropriateness, where I have to always say, you're being inappropriate. But then he knows not to do that in the world until he's 18 when he's on stage.
Right. Jen, mother of two, what about when we make mistakes and you know, we need to elevate our game? Like, we make a mistake with the parenting to the child. Do we, you know, it's okay to apologize? Like, how do you handle that moment?
I always apologize, you know, even if I don't want to, I do. But like, just as we're talking right now, when you were mentioning your son, it reminded me that I didn't see my son in his bedroom this morning. So I'm texting him as we speak, where are you? Hopefully he's downstairs.
Maybe he's out for a run or something.
I find dead people, like I find dead bodies for a living. I don't even know where my own children are. So I'm probably not the best right now. This question, do you know where your kids are? Well, one out of two is not bad, right? I mean.
Miss Jen, if you need to turn your screen and find him.
Yeah.
Did you find him?
No,
he's so not.
He's probably,
if you need to
do I'm not that. Worried about it. I'm sure he's downstairs. For all the viewers, I'm sure he's downstairs. He just wasn't in the room.
Okay. Well, we're going to get an update later in the show. Andrea, what about when we fail as parents? We know it's okay to apologize. And I always do it. I apologize and say, I'm sorry. And then I don't do a, but you were a jerk, you know, because there's always that but that really negates an apology. But Andrea, what do you like? Because we can be hard on ourselves, like, oh, I really messed that up, or I ruined this kid forever, catastrophizing, right? What do we do, Andrea, right, when we blow it as a parent? How do we elevate?
So first, I don't beat myself up. You know, I say, okay, I'm moving in love, and in that particular situation, perhaps I was actually, you know, at a lower vibration, moving in fear. And so as I talk to my kids about energy states, it's easy when I can come to them and say, okay, I just blew it. I was so fearful that this was gonna happen, this was gonna happen, this was gonna happen. But what I've been teaching you is how to get out ahead of things and how to go up that emotional ladder and how to make decisions in love, but also how to be very respectful of me and recognizing that I am the person who has been blessed to guide you on this path. So while you're here in my space, it is important that there's a degree of respect coming this way and this way. I like to be a light guide, meaning not heavy, harsh. You got to do this. However, if you take me there, that's where we're going to be. Like, if I have to be harsh at times, that's what I'm going to have to do in order to make sure that you, with your 15-year-old mind that has not, you know, brain hasn't grown. Yes, you have that same power within you and you're close to source and you're wise. However, there are things that you don't understand about this world yet. And that's why I'm here. So we can do this the easy way, which is really much more enjoyable for everyone in the space.
Or well, we can do it. I think it's time for you to introduce like this most amazing guest who's waiting in the wings. Right. And
okay. Yeah. So Sarah Mayo Rex, let me just read a little bit of her bio, okay? So Sarah Mayo Rex is a strategist, consultant, and motivational speaker, passionate towards the realization of personal and professional excellence. She received bachelor's degrees from Temple University, advanced degree in software engineering from the University of Maryland. She was a teacher for a brief period of time. She worked for the Department of Defense in DC. This woman, her bio is so long, it's in black and white. So let me just give you the color version of this powerhouse. She is a parent, she is and she embodies excellence in every area. As a parent, as a teacher, as a consultant for corporations, I don't even know what, I mean, the title on this bio for her role at Kaiser Permanente has to be outdated because she's constantly promoted. So she would be like vice president of the president of the queen of Kaiser Permanente. You know, she's COO at Singer Burke Wealth Management. She has multiple nonprofits. Speak to Win is the nonprofit that I serve on board with her. She has developed curriculum for children, teens, adults, organizations. She is someone who not just talks it, but she lives it. And her love and compassion for others, her desire to uplift, encourage, to elevate all children, teens, and adults around the world, it is incredible. So I am so happy to introduce and to you ladies and to all of our viewers, powerhouse Sarah Mayo Rex.
Awesome. Well, thank you, ladies. My goodness. I am super excited to be here and just to talk about, you know, topics that ring true to my heart, my spirit, my energy, if you will, elevation and excellence. So, you know, I know that, you know, Andrea has shared a little bit about my background in terms of my bio, but I just think in general, you know, once we connect first with our authentic self, all that other stuff is just sort of, they're just words, right? Because words are only 5% of the message we can communicate, and they somehow don't do us justice to the energy that we bring, you know, every single day to every single thing that we do. Yep. And I think Jennifer was talking earlier about, you know, before I can elevate, I got to get grounded. And then Kathleen was mentioning something along the lines of, you know, I keep looking to the left, I keep looking to the right, and I try to figure out, you know, what is it? How am I going to elevate? I think it all comes down to the essence of being your most authentic self. And that's the space that whether in Speak to Win or the Wine and Wisdom work that we do with women or the Speak Up to Disrupt work that we do in the equity, inclusion, and diversity space, or whether it is as we as parents, which is why, you know, I even put energy to creating the nonprofit Speak to Win is because of my own children. How do you become your most authentic self so you can live your greatest life? You can't elevate when you are constantly looking to the left and to the right. Those are lateral moves. Right? You really need to be looking up and ascend to really who you are. So really, before you can elevate, I feel you personally have to get to the base of who you are, discover, you know, what your energy is, what your passion is, and more importantly, how to speak about it, how to speak about it in a way that doesn't compromise who you are. So with me and my children, I think that that is what I like to leave a legacy around. And I'm very proud that not only my children, but the children that we've touched in the Speak program know how to speak their most authentic voice. So what we talk about in Speak is the voice of excellence, where if you're speaking, it is your voice because you are intrinsically excellent. So that's like my passion in terms of, you know, what I feel like I can contribute to this dynamic conversation.
Can I say something?
We all want to just jump in.
Oh my gosh. I listened to the podcast that you did with Dr. Bass and Dr. Denise, and I was blown away. And I was in tears at the end when you talked about that, you know, about that kid with his bike and what he had to do. Absolute tears. But you are a badass. Oh my God. All of you guys. That I could have listened to that. You guys were talking about it like, we need to do another segment. We need to do another segment, right? I'm like, please. I mean, it was just endless. It was so enriched. It just makes us, anybody that's watching it or listening to it, demand more of ourselves, for F's sake. Like, fucking get out there, do more. And that's what, you know, you were channeling your inner Sarah, right? You said, Dr. Denise, I mean, I can't imagine being you all day. Holy shit.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. Thank you. I think, you know, energy feeds off of energy. And, you know, I'm really just reciprocating that which has been poured into me, right? And what comes to me in terms of how I've been cultivated, and then really just blessed. And when we walk into the room with these kids, you know, you get a sense of the energy, whether that's, you know, elevated energy or neutral, right? And once you activate, which is just another one of my favorite words, once you activate that, it just becomes, you know, it's just in the sphere. And then we become magnetic towards it. Denise.
For those who are watching and meeting you for the first time, you know, we just did our deep dive show this week. Can you let everyone know a microcosm of what Speak is and what inspired you to find it?
Absolutely. We just kind of jumped right in. So let me back up a little bit. So Speak is a leadership development program. It is my nonprofit that really I was inspired by my own children, as I was mentioning, to create, and is founded on what I call the core leadership principles to sort of activate us intrinsically. We can't be our greatest self if we're not service oriented, right? So we always, and I think empathy is one of those deficits that exist within our society, and hopefully we can get closer to. So service, philanthropy, which is all about activating the service orientation. What you might have a service mind, but are you energizing the efforts to be philanthropic, to give something of yourself? So service, philanthropy, and the E in Speak is excellence. Okay, because I believe that everyone has the capability to be excellent. We just have to be courageous enough to activate it. And I'm a strategist for a living. And if we were doing strength finders, achievement would be my top strength. So achievement is the A in Speak, because as much as we have great ideas and we ideate, you know, we are the highest order of thinking and learning is achievement and creation. So I want to teach kids how to go from ideate to create. So how do you achieve that which you see in your mind? How do you achieve that strategy that is for your life? And then how do you use your knowledge base? The K in Speak is knowledge. How do you use your knowledge base? I grew up poor and on welfare to a single mother in Philadelphia who only had a sixth grade education. So how do I use my street knowledge, my academic knowledge, my, you know, there's 16 intelligences within any single person or up to, right? So how do I use my knowledge base to give light to who I am, to speak to others in a way that influences them towards action? So Speak is service, philanthropy, excellence, achievement, and knowledge. And we've had this program, and Dr. Best is on the board of this program for more than 5 years. And in that short period of time, we have sent kids to college, we've scholarship kids to college, we have touched hundreds, if not thousands, of kids across the nation. So not just in Southern California, you know, in Oregon and, you know, Washington and Georgia. You know, we've been quite expansive in our footprint because we truly believe that there's a leadership deficit that we're trying to cure. The suicide rate is high. The mental health crisis is skyrocketing. Mm-hmm. And it's truly because I don't think people actualize in their most authentic self, and they're not given the tools to do that. So that's really what Speak is all about.
So, actually met. Our children went to the same private academy in Santa Clarita, very young. So imagine the conversation Sarah and I would have the back of the school, the kids are playing or at different activities, about mental health, about the academic rigor of the school. Our children were at that school because of the academic rigor of the school. And we discussed these topics, how to elevate that curriculum there. We talked about our community because it there were not, it was a predominantly white Asian community, very conservative, not many African Americans there. You know, we had had discussions about how to support our children in that space when they're dealing with certain things, particularly with the, you know, the election of Barack Obama. You know, back then there were some things that my children or my son was going through. So we had high level discussions that were beyond things that, I mean, just imagine you mix medicine and mental health and education and political advocacy and community works and a playground where our kids are playing. And from that came we chartered Jack and Jill America in Santa Clarita. We were chartered members of that, and just reviewing curriculum in each other's living rooms around kitchen tables. So it has been many years. Our children are now what, 19 and
19,
and they were what, kindergarten, first grade?
Yeah. So
this is years and years of creating and elevating in any space that we go into. And Sarah doesn't just walk into that space, by the way, and there's music, there's a DJ, like you can't have a Saturday, Sunday workshop with teens and have them, you know, you have to make it very clear, this is not Saturday school. So it becomes so clear. Those kids are fed well. They walk in, there's the DJ. Sarah comes in like a rock star. And then she has the stage, whether there's a stage or not. She has the stage. And kids who walk in like this, or who will walk in like this, or like that, by the end of the day, they have the stage, they're walking, they're speaking their truth, and they are then creating curriculum movements, their own nonprofits, their own visions of how to affect change in the world. So it is a powerful thing to see and to be a part of.
I just want to be in this exact moment and say that my screen disappeared for a little bit. And I just want to have this collective shout out to all the mothers in the universe that are doing homeschool or Zoom school. I, much like Jennifer's son was missing this morning, I got a text, "Where is your son? He's not in school." So he played hooky a week ago. So just now I had to gracefully, and I was in the moment of awareness. I respect all you ladies, but we're all mothers. And so we're looking at the excellence of moment to moment. And as I logged off and went down the stairs, I'm like, don't yell, be calm, take a deep breath, try not to shame him, go back, let the ladies know you love them, jump in. Hello, he's in school now. Mwah. I'm here. Okay. But we don't talk about those moment to moment, your awareness of how you handle a situation or when your own heart rate's beating. I was like, oh my God, Jack's missing, Kieran's missing. And then I'm like, wait, I have to be my authentic self. If I'm going to show up and do the show and be a doctor, I need to let you know I'm real too. And I go through moments that are tough. I'm sad. I cry. I get worried. And then we have to take that energy and elevate our mood state. So I just thought it was a really great example. And I wanted to be respectful of all you ladies to let you know why my box disappeared.
You know, Kara disappeared. Well, she didn't disappear yesterday. I was seeing a patient in Zoom and she texted me, I got to get away or something. And so she left. So Sarah and I, we've also talked about parenting these, you know, these, I mean, we've parented differently. All of us in this space, we have chosen to not necessarily parent as we were parented, and not saying anything bad about that day. But right. Like if I had walked out the house at age 15, you know, we didn't have text then, but somehow left Anna a message saying, I got to get away, and didn't say where I was going. You know, Anna would have been out there in my ass. She would,
yes.
It wouldn't have gone down the way it went down yesterday. So yesterday,
there were different times.
I was like, this is not acceptable. Because you know that there are ways to go about doing it. So when she returned, there was a discussion, and it was a very different discussion. And it's not just my training as, you know, a physician and a psychiatrist. It's not just my spiritual experiences. You know, it's full circle. The things we talked about at SPEED, the curriculum, the workshop, that curriculum, I use that curriculum.
I know. Do you guys have
it with my parenting?
So
I'm sorry, what I wanted to say,
go ahead.
I was just saying, do you have that for adults? Because, you know,
when
okay, thank you.
Called Wine and Wisdom. That program is called Wine and Wisdom.
That's Jen's favorite course.
And that is an amazing program where we go to these beautiful, beautiful wineries, and we are there for the day. It is opulent. It is decadent. And we are in curriculum, but with wine and all beautiful settings and wonderful food, sisterhood.
Yes. Well, I'll be there. I do wine and spirits.
All right.
The wine and spirits.
So with an integrative, so a couple things. Number one of the things we're passionate about at Ascension Media and the Ascension Show is having strategic alliances. So first of all, I want to just express the absolute gratitude. You know, I'm an adult and child psychiatrist, I'm a mother, and we're really trying to offer new tips and tools for all of us through these shows, and then also for meeting amazing people like you. So I feel really like gratitude without words of wanting to do, like, collaborate, like, elevate. It's like one plus one is infinite. And so when you meet someone like a Sarah and you're like, oh my gosh, we get to have a party today with Sarah Rooks. I mean, I was so excited when I woke up today. So I just want to tell you, I feel like I'm actually even going to put a hat on to show you how excited I am.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. I am so excited that we get to play with you too. We get to create, we get to have fun, we're going to do music, and it's your new pictures, we're going to throw those up on the screen. You are like divalicious.
Thank you.
How did you feel about photo shoot day? Because I think that's an important part of who we all are too, as mothers. We also want to have our days where we wear the outfits, and we, like, even if we're not feeling that energy of power, sometimes a cute outfit, a necklace, a hat. How did you feel that photo shoot day when you were really...
Well, you know, so that was a birthday present to myself, which was a shock because I never do anything like that. You know, as Andrea said, I wear so many hats, speaking of hats, but I really don't wear hats. But but I just woke up and just said, hey, I think I'm going to do a photo shoot. Now, that was on a Thursday. The photo shoot was on a Saturday. And I realized that I never had my makeup professionally done. I wear black every single day. It was like breaking out. It was a milestone birthday for me. And I realized that I had not had any professional photos taken with me and my children since they were really babies. And, you know, I just said, I'm going to do it, because I think that in life, you know, you can't sit and wait for platforms to be created. I've always been the one, as Dr. Beth said, we just create our own platforms around kitchen tables or wineries or classrooms. We just create our own platforms. And so I said, we're just going to go do it. And so my kids and I, we went down and, you know, we started taking these photos. And the really crazy thing, if you've never done a professional sort of model shoot like that, is as much as I'm on stage and folks are always taking pictures of me, I don't like to have my pictures taken. And I actually don't like all the attention that, you know, I get. And so the guy, the photographer, who's fabulous, was just like, look here, do this, pose. And I was like, hey, can I ask you a question? Can I just do me? Can I just not pose? Can I just do as I would do if I were on stage or if I were, you know, doing my regular life? And that's what I wanted to bring forth with my children, who were they. And I think he did an outstanding job of capturing, in just a quick few clicks, you know, their energy, their personalities. Because, you know, I'll send over a picture where you can see it's three kids, three different energies, and so authentic, so wonderful. And I think that, you know, that photo shoot really was like, talk about elevation. It's elevated me to the next chapter.
That's why I brought that up.
And you talk about your own authentic self. And if you were to do these weird things that this guy told you to do and you didn't feel your authentic self,
right,
it would go against everything that you do day after day.
Absolutely.
And so that's a message to us. Like, sometimes we can get swept away in the newest social media or the newest fad or whatever. But we have to teach ourselves and our children about our own authentic self and to honor that.
Absolutely,
and that's why those pictures,
Catherine,
are so beautiful.
Thank you.
They're you.
Yes. Thank you. As are all of us. Every single one of us is beautiful and different and authentic and diverse and just multi-talented. And I think the base of, you know, we were talking about parenting and not necessarily parenting in the same ways that we were, you know, raised. I think in general, the key to having authentic children, and I know how many, you know, Dr. Bess has, I don't know how many everyone else has, but I've got three. And I have a stepdaughter, and each of those children, and this always blew me away. Like, my sister and I have the same mother and father, and we are completely different. So how does that happen? And when I have my own children, you know, just sitting and watching them, my oldest daughter would say to me, Mom, you know, what do you want for Christmas? And I say, I just want to sit back on the couch and I want to watch you, right? And it's really in that watching of our children that we actually start, if we are awake and energizing to their energy and to their level, that's when you start to discover what they tinker with, what they spend more time in, what their habits are. And then if we can give them the forum and the space to repeatedly engage in the actions of their habits, and elevate the positive habits, right? Mm-hmm. Right? Yes. Elevate those positive habits, because that's what we are. We are what we do repeatedly. And I know we all know the Aristotle quote, but what I'll say to that is I'll elevate the Aristotle quote. It's what habits do we do repeatedly every single day that are positive. And as parents, create that space for our children. And William James wrote a book in 1907 called The Energies of Men, right? If you haven't read that book, it's a small little read, The Energies of Men. And this whole book is based on how to beat fatigue. And he's really the original author of this concept called the second wind, right? But these are the things that I study when I'm talking about how to actualize and activate greatness in people, because that's what I do. I cultivate what they already have in them, right? I just sort of unlock that energy in them. But when you energize beneath your greatness, when you give not enough energy to your positive habits, that's when you live a subpar life. So for me, I really believe that in each of my children, and I'm not perfect, because sometimes I want them to create habits that is counter to who they are, right? Right? And so they don't want to put energy towards that. And that's right, in a parental space where we get a little frustrated, but actualizing and creating a space for their habits and helping them give positive energy to that. That's how we create authentic children.
Sarah, when you and I initially met before we did the interview, you talked about, you had a great awareness of your neuro style. And yes. I need to be really precise. Our team knows what that word means, but I need to define this in context and celebrate and elevate. Because how do we have our authentic self? How do we elevate? The word neuro style is we all process and perceive information in our own unique way. Biological, psychological, social, cultural, and spiritual. So when I met you the first time, you called out your neuro style to me. Do you want to share that really briefly? Like the energy of like the way you process information when we're even planning on how to integrate you first. Should we have you on Ascension first? Should we do a deep dive? I'm like, oh my gosh, this woman's so smart. There's no way I can have her for only 15 minutes.
Right.
I have to do like a bunch of shows. I'm like, I don't want her just to come in and fly in and go sing and then leave.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure your voice could be heard.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Denise. And I think that is, you know, again, going back to creating platforms, right? Because that's what we do. Dr. Best started this definition with, you know, lifting and raising. And the more we do that, the more we elevate one another, because this world is big enough for us all to be great, right? And so I think, you know, going back to the consciousness of who you are, part of what we do in our curriculum, in Speak, and whether it's neuro style, but we call it social style. So based on that same sort of, you are, you know, you have a psychological, a biological being. I also feel you have a social style. And then what we do in Speak is we overlay the social style with the knowledge domains from Bloom's taxonomy. So that way we're helping kids really, and people, not just kids, adults, really unpack it. So what we were talking about was, I'm a driver. In a classic social studies, social styles manner, I am a driver, which means that I like facts. If I'm overlaying it with Bloom's taxonomy, I learn by having facts. I want action. I want results. I've had to train myself to be a good listener. So drivers move, move, move. We go fast, fast, fast. And as Dr. Best was explaining, oh, she's got this going on. She's got this nonprofit. I want results. I won't sit down and see a problem. I'm a strategist for a living. I want to get some action and I want to get results. So as a driver, I know that about myself. I know that when I listen to a story, when I listen, I'm listening for facts and what actions you need, what results you need to have done. Now that's polar opposite from a person who would social styles be classified as an amiable. Right? Because when we are operating in neuro style or social style, some of us have a assertiveness, you know, right? How do we assert ourselves in the world, right? And then how do we basically get things done? How do we get information, right? So I am energized by task, like an analytical person would be. And then if I'm an amiable or an expressive, I'm energized by people. Now, we are greatest selves when we can be versatile. Harvard Business Review did a study on that sometimes. Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. I like that during your workshops, that's what your curriculum, I mean, we're not talking about the curriculum in depth because we don't have the time here, but each individual student or adult at the program is learning their style.
Yes.
And how to use your style in different settings. For instance, in my practice or in my space, I'm a driver. But when on a day, in a Saturday workshop, Sarah is the driver. And I'm the person, I'm moving from the students are grouped in tables and circular tables. I'm moving and maneuvering around the space and connecting with each one of those students to make sure they get the big picture and make sure that they get what all of these words that she's throwing out, you know what that means, and making sure they get it. So I'm not driving it. She's the driver there. I'm the listener. Okay, repeat, what did she just say? Okay, where that look, that, you know, that looks like you're a little confused. Let me make sure, because I want every single person who leaves that day to get it.
I'm actually getting that you're a listener, but you're a connector. So you're being a bridge of that neuro style to this neuro style, reading the room, right, looking at the energy level and calling upon your awareness. And so what's really interesting, I want to be aware that Sarah told me last night, she's got meetings all day long. So number yes. one, we were going to do a short section on spirit with Jen, and we're just being, yes. we're being flexible because we love how smart you are. And we want to have many more parties and shows and workshops. So I want to just say, is there anything else you want to say right now before you go on to your day? Or do you want to join us with the spirit? I just want to be like, I want to just express like the gratitude and the magnitude of who you are. And yeah. the energy you're giving to us here and the energy you give to others. So you can stay, you can say what, I mean, this is what's cool when you have your own platform, right? We can make it
Absolutely. Well, I do have to honor my commitments throughout the day. And I just want to say thank you to each and every one of you. I do feel so much excitement about this platform that you've created, how each and every one of us has a different voice and everyone is given that platform to speak their voice. And I regret that I won't be able to hear Beverly in speaking hers, you know, but I definitely think that, you know, the attention to motherhood, because that's what we're leaving as a legacy. So all the energy and effort of what you've invested into your life, being that beacon, being that model, because when you're influencing people, your actions are everything. It's just not a part of it, it's everything. And so being able to, you know, energize in authenticity, as Kathleen said, just have your own personal call to action and sort of check yourself. Am I being authentic to me, even if it's not delightful for others? But how do we say to others, you know, I really, right now I'm in the space of me and I honor you. And it might be a slightly different for me, but doing that in a way that's kind and gracious, but also authentic to yourself. And that's what we hope to impart to everyone, not just children, not just to our own children, but in order for us to create this harmony in the world, we've got to be those lights, those beacons, those magnets. And when you're authentic, everybody will want to figure out how you did it.
Yeah.
Right? So I just want to say thank you so much for your time today and for
thank
this
you.
Planet. All right, ladies, be great.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Kisses. Thank you. Thank you, Diva.
Thanks.
I have a really cool idea. Let's integrate spirit plus Bev plus Sage plus let's bring the Beverly on.
Yay! I'm coming.
I love hearing her voice, like she's coming from the heavens. Dun, dun, dun. Now, introduce our stage.
I'm ready to play.
Oh, good. Okay, I'll wear a different hat that matches yours.
Oh my gosh, you got yours. Whoa.
I yeah. so funny.
Oh.
Can I say something? I'm actually grateful Kieran missed class. You know why? Because we got to show how we handle something tough.
Right. And
it's not perfect. People think it's perfect. Like you do take a few pictures. It is so not perfect.
You were asking me about parenting as I'm texting my son. Where are you?
Exactly. Did you find him?
The day after.
You find him?
Downstairs. I think he's downstairs. But
you still don't know.
I don't know.
If you needed to go look, you could.
I That's know.
I had to go get Kieran on
screen. Intuition. I was checking to see, like, if I believe me, I'm like, okay, where I put it together, I'm gonna I think my intuition is correct. I think he's downstairs.
Okay. So we have a certain amount of time. Kathleen's our timekeeper, and we have so much infinite like discussions. So Bev, we want to honor your sort of synthesis of what you observed and how it felt to be a part of this discussion, watching, because we like this idea of the wisdom of you as our sage.
I love the uniqueness and the personal aspect that each of you had. And I mean, it just highlighting this for you, the self-love and the self-care. Truly the altruism is so essential because that puts us into really honoring ourselves, being authentic, being genuine, being in the moment, being grounded. And then too, when Kathleen started, we need to be focused and concentrate, as you'd mentioned for yourself, on one topic, one issue. And I think we do, when we become quiet and grounded, it really brings us into the center of our self-care so that we can. And that's what you actually demonstrated this morning by literally leaving and going and really addressing what needed to be checked, honoring your authentic motherhood, the self-care that you have for yourself, and that love for Karen. Because all of it is, you know, it all emanates from the core love.
So, you know, what's really interesting, Bev and everyone, you know, we were going to have this lovely spirit section. So number one, we love Sarah and we want to have her back on the show. We're going to work with her. We're grateful. We're excited about the energy of love that she's putting into action with tangible earth. And then there's the ethereal spirit part of elevation. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if Bev or Jen wants to comment, because I find that the more we're in our place of self-love and authenticity, we have access to our higher levels of awareness, and then we know what to do.
I actually, as in listening to all of you, it's like the prose that I wrote literally for this show really brings in exactly what you're talking about, and many of the words that were voiced, the pure essence of that. And I want to share with you also, you know, I like bringing in images, photographs that I've taken. This is like the unity of everyone. Here you have the unity of plants. And they're all striving, they're all healthy, they're vibrant. I mean, think of yourself as your body and your cells all working together. Mm-hmm. Here they are in their unity of being genuine and all striving in this upward, lifting up with the elevation, rising up. Yes.
And what I want to tag off that is that, and this came up many times in the show, and service was the first thing that Sarah spoke about, was speak. And so what you're just showing in that picture is when individuals thrive, we all thrive, whether it's plants, yes, whether it's people, whether it's beings. Yes. And that's an elevated state.
Yes.
So we'd love to hear your prose.
I'm going to read the prose. I'm going to just put this up because I love having the image as I read it. Embrace the very essence of who you are. As you listen to the still small voice within and honor and trust what emerges within to ascend you without in action. Action in thought and in your desire to be authentic and balanced in all that you do. The very nature of your soul is one that is called to ascend into action and manifest your truth. Truth which aligns with your soul's endeavors to embrace, enfold all of you in the direction of wholesome and holistic healing. For as you do, you stimulate an elevation of consciousness and change that further stimulates. Change is made and it benefits, promotes, and stimulates in our multidimensional realms. It is pure elevation. Be aware, be mindful, and feel your energy and elevate your spirit.
Ooh, ooh.
Wow.
Woohoo!
Love it.
Is this an assignment week or no assignment? We always love to pause and just take it in.
Yes, I think pausing and taking it in, because we will elevate when we are here in our work retreat.
Yeah. And for those out there, everything that we spoke about, then you take it and you elevate it to what honors you in your situation, whether your child's missing or whether your child's not in school
or whether he's in trouble at school.
Yes.
So just some housekeeping notes. That story from your podcast, Dr. Denise and Andrea, was amazing with Sarah. And I'm going to include a link in the show notes to this to hear about bike building and this one particular boy who was transformed throughout the day. And in fact, throughout the weeks that he went to the speak activities.
You can link the other show.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Perfect. And I gave you other YouTube links as well.
I love that.
He's downstairs.
Are we recording?
No, we're not. I just wanted to let everyone know that they can find in the show notes all sorts of. Everyone.
Well,
yeah, we're still recording.
Okay, well, we can wrap it up. I'm happy.
Jen, did we find him?
Yes, he's downstairs.
Okay.
Hey, because then I get in my head, and then I I'm like,
okay, so count it four, I guess.
All our children are where they're supposed to be, so we can end the show.